fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Hi, Penelope Noir. Good morning to you this Monday morning. Beautiful Monday morning for fashion.
Yep, it's a very nice sunny day.
I see you've gone for black again. That's a buy. Yep. But you got some guests in the studio with you this morning?
Yes, today we are very lucky to be graced with the presence of Murray Bevan from Showroom 22.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Grace Stratton.
Morning, Grace.
Morning.
So today we're going to talk about, Murray's putting on some talks in late March, starting the 19th of March. I guess the whole thing's called Fashion in Focus, is that correct?
I guess it is. Yes, it is. Yes, we've got 6 nights of talks, all based around different topics of fashion, marketing, design, careers, etc. They kick off on the 19th. And there's 3 talks a week for 2 weeks back to back. And so far, response has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, so there's a whole different range of topics. There's evolving business of fashion, the business of influence, building fashion brand DNA, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we've actually had the luxury of dreaming up a lot of different ideas over the Christmas holidays, because I'd said to myself last November I was going to do this.
And they weren't holidays for you, were they, Murray?
They certainly weren't, Mikey. I mean, I talked to Pieter Stewart at Fashion Week 10 years ago, and I said, we really need to get this going. There needs to be more sharing of knowledge around the industry, and the public are really excited, and you can see that growth of the public coming to Fashion Week more and buying tickets to see shows, and they want to get amongst it. So I thought about all these topics and had to whittle them way, way, way back to 6, and had a lot of people interested in talking who I couldn't get involved this time, so we'll do it again, no doubt. But yeah, the topics that we've carved out, they're really public facing. So it's not about teaching the industry, more about what they've already done.
Can I just jump in here and get you to tell us what your history is for people who don't know, why you're in a position to do that?
So I run Showroom 22, which is a fashion and lifestyle-based public relations company, events and marketing. So we turned 17 in April. So
yeah, you guys have been here for a long time now.
I've been thinking about this event series for a long, long time. And before that, I worked for Karen Walker for a couple of years and cut my teeth in the industry that way. And really saw a lot of sort of things that were going on globally that New Zealand didn't get access to. And I suppose that's one of those things that we've now said, bite the bullet, don't wait for someone else to do it and get it done.
All right.
Yeah.
So just generally, where can people go to find out more information about all these talks?
So we've set up a website, fashioninfocus.co.nz. On there, you'll be able to see the full timeline of events, a breakdown of every event, and a blurb that will talk you through what it is. Especially for someone who may be interested in a career in fashion, there's a really good breakdown there of the talk that we're doing around careers. You can get links to buying tickets and, you know, back to our social media platforms, and there's a lot more content on there as well. So yeah, fashioninfocus.co.nz, and you'll find everything you need to know.
Cool, thank you. So now I want to reintroduce Grace Stratton. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. So can you tell us a bit about your background and what you're going to do in your talk for All Is For All?
Yeah, so I'm 19. I've used a wheelchair since I was 1, so I've always kind of...
Just getting there nice and close to that microphone,
sorry.
Grace, so we can hear you.
Yeah. I've always been disabled, and I met Murray a couple of years ago at Fashion Week, and I've always kind of experienced fashion differently to most people.
As you would, being disabled.
Yeah, and I recognise kind of that when we talked about fashion, we almost never talked about disability. And there are a quarter of New Zealand's population are disabled, so that equates to around 1.1 million people. And it doesn't really make sense to talk about fashion and to ignore this group of people. So the All Is For All event will talk about accessibility and kind of empower and educate people in the industry as to how they can better serve people with disabilities, because it's a commercial opportunity for them to learn about how they might kind of market their business more towards disability and people with different needs.
Give us an idea of some sort of the frustrations that you experience?
Yeah, so like for example, I would buy things online and then I would get them and I would go to put them on and I would realize like, oh, it's got a zip at the back or it's got a button at the side, and that button wasn't explained to me when I would buy things online.
Right.
And then as a result of not having that information, I would need my mum or dad's help to get dressed. And I'm almost 20, so it's kind of a bit like embarrassing, well, not embarrassing, but like I'd like to get dressed without the assistance of my mum and dad.
Because like say you've been disabled since you're one, so you've been learning to do stuff by yourself for a long time.
Exactly. And I think too, like the experience of being injured and using a wheelchair or being disabled as a result of injury, if you can envisage like someone gets injured when they're 19 and all of a sudden they need people's help to do things like get dressed.
Yeah.
And that transition is very complex to navigate. So if we can make it easier by providing more information about garments so that when people buy things, they're educated and able to be independent, that is really important.
Yeah. And Penny, you sort of gave an example before, you were talking to Grace about people who are blind trying to buy clothes. How do they do that? Like online?
Yeah, so that experience again is very complex to navigate. Like there are there's technology in place to assist people who are blind to shop online, but because in the fashion industry, obviously it's a fast-paced moving industry, and people want to get their garments up for sale in an efficient time. So those technologies, like alternative text, which reads out descriptions of photos, are very rarely implemented. So a lot of the time, people who are blind require assistance to shop online from a loved one or a family member. So by us implementing those technologies like alternative text, we're able to give people who are blind agency to shop for themselves.
Cool.
And that's really important.
And so, I mean, and you said you've had the designer interest in this.
Yeah, I mean, Grace and her team have been talking to the industry. I'd like to just mention that for Grace's talk, we're actually, it's going to be free. We need and want as many people as possible to come to this talk, because really it's not a luxury like maybe coming and meeting your favorite makeup artist or something. This is a major deal. So industry, anyone out there, we really implore you to come along, bring your teams and learn what Grace is talking about. The amount of designers that have pricked up their ears to this is really, really positive.
It's really cool. Good on you, designers.
Yeah. And I mean, like Grace mentioned,
I felt like Tim off Project Runway then.
Make it happen. The thing that sticks out in my mind from the moment that Grace talked to us, and you know, I see her sitting here in a wheelchair, and I heard her talking about other people in wheelchairs, etc. And then she talked about people with autism, and about how fabrics,
texture and stuff,
how they sound, and if someone can, maybe they don't want Velcro because it just freaks them out. So they need something that's smooth. How many people think about that when they're marketing product? And it literally blew my mind. And everyone in the room with me were just like, okay, now we get how massive this could be. And the industry has to learn that, just like sustainability and all those other topics that they've wrapped their heads around and embraced, they need to embrace this and then need to educate consumers.
It's part of the whole making better humans as well, isn't it? Because it's sort of learning to understand that we're not all the same.
Absolutely.
And we have different needs and wants, and I think it's a really cool thing.
Is this something that's globally an issue, or are we sort of behind?
Oh, we'd be at the forefront. We've been obviously here in New Zealand, surely.
Well, globally an issue, absolutely, because of course disabled people don't just exist in New Zealand.
No, but I mean, are other designers worldwide?
So the approach to accessibility at the moment, and you can correct if I'm wrong, Murray, but the approach to accessible lines at the moment is some designers are making lines of clothing for people with disabilities. The potential issue with that is that we're further segregating disabled people by saying, look, we've made this line for you, but the rest of our garments are for the for the people that are able-bodied. So that approach has flaws in and of itself. Our approach with this isn't to say to designers, like, look, we want you to change your design process. We're not asking them to change anything about their garments. It's just about how they present their garments, how they talk about them, how they might market them to groups of people. And in terms of it being a global issue, there's 1.3 billion people with disabilities across the world, but the action for accessibility is very slow. Outside of fashion, it's very slow, if we're talking about tangible accessibility and those kinds of things. So we're hoping that we can leverage the cultural relevance of fashion and the speed at which fashion moves to kind of bring forward the accessible movement as a whole.
Yeah, that's really cool. The and you know, for I guess for designers going to look at it, and they're going to find their designers. So they'll find a way, if they can do it, to do
it.
So it's not going to cost a whole lot more, not going to be a whole lot more difficult, but perhaps, you know, make more of their clothes available, and which in turn means more sales.
Yeah.
And I think in many cases, and Grace has been great at educating some local designers about this, they don't actually have to go out there and design brand new things.
No.
They just have to look at their current collections and go, right, we can adapt this or we can adapt this, or actually this is fine, this is fine, this is fine, and that's fine. We just need to market it better. We need to put that audio text in. We need to describe things more, maybe offer it with larger buttons for people with less dexterity, etc. And those are very, very simple changes, especially when you're making in New Zealand, and you can do that in your home workroom or your office.
All right, so what's your website and details for the talks again?
So fashioninfocus.co.nz. You'll find the whole timeline, all of the dates, all of the talks, all of the speakers, any links to social media. And of course, if you go to link through to iTicket, which is where we're selling our tickets, you can register for a ticket for Grace's All Is For All talk. But like I said, it's free, and we'd love to see as many people there as possible.
Cool. Thank you, Murray. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.